Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 387 for Tuesday, May 12th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Tuesday morning in sympathy with U.S. soy complex. ICE canola was anywhere from $1.50 to $1.70 higher, with the most active July contract checking in at $459.70 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and U.S. soy oil were both stronger, which gave support to the market. Traders are keeping a weather premium in the market, too, as they wait for the U.S. crop progress report to be released later this morning. The technical bias in canola has shifted to the upside, but that could change depending on what the report says. However, the Canadian dollar was higher against its American counterpart, which made canola less attractive on the international market. Planting conditions in North America are generally favorable for seeding. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans were 3 to 6 cents higher, with the July contract checking in at $9.78 a bushel. Values were higher on speculative trade before the release of the USDA Crop Progress Report. The USDA has pegged soybean planting in the U.S. at 31% complete. That is slightly quicker than last year. Weather conditions remain generally favorable for seeding and field work. The bird flu epidemic in the States continues to raise concerns about future demand for soy meal. Corn was 1 cent higher, with the July contract sitting at $3.60 per bushel. The USDA reported that domestic corn growers had planted 75% of the nation's crop as of Sunday. That is well ahead of the average for the previous 5 years of 57%. Rain is expected to fall in the U.S. Midwest this week, which has the potential to delay planting efforts, but likely not for long. And U.S. wheat was 6 to 7 cents higher, with the July contract checking in at $4.88 per bushel. Traders have positioned themselves ahead of the USDA report. Planting efforts in the U.S. have gone well. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, May 12th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.